Offside. Smrt francoskemu kolonializmu, svoboda Alžiriji. Alžirski parlament je prejšnji četrtek soglasno sprejel zakon, s katerim je francoski kolonializem v Alžiriji med letoma 1830 in 1962 razglasil za državni zločin. Med zločini obdobja francoske kolonialne vladavine, ki ne zastarajo, so v zakonu navedeni jedrski poskusi, izvensodne usmrtitve, fizično in psihično mučenje ter sistematično plenjenje naravnih bogastev. V skladu z zakonom bo Alžirija od Francije zahtevala, da dekontaminira območja, na katerih je kolonizatorka v 60-ih letih izvedla 17 jedrskih poskusov. Zakon določa tudi kaznovanje vseh, ki zagovarjajo ali opravičujejo francoski kolonializem. Francija je Alžiriji vladala, dokler ni bila kot kolonialna sila izgnana v vojni za neodvisnost, ki je trajala od leta 1954 do 1962. V vojni je francoska vojska ubila 1,5 milijona Alžircev, francoske sile pa so izvajale sistematične vojne zločine in zločine proti človeštvu. Ozadje novo sprejetega zakona, ki je bil v pripravi že več kot desetletje, predstavi v Tuniziji baziran svobodni novinar Filip Sofijan Načer.
This is not the first time that Algerian authorities, either the executive branch of government or parliament or important political figures have been suggesting to do something like this. But now, after the government has approved on this law, also parliament has given its green lights to this legislation. And it's indeed an interesting piece of legislation. What it says, Algeria is now, by Algerian law, criminalizing French colonialism, and they're asking for reparation, which is a big thing, and they're asking for formal apologies, which is something that Algerian presidents and governments, but also opposition figures, have been calling for decades, and French authorities have been consistently refusing this, always saying, like, not even trying to meet halfway, but always like making sure that they're not apologizing for what they've done in Algeria, but simply saying that, let's close this book of the past, let's look forward, la la la, la la la. So the French response to this very legitimate demand by the Algerian side has been always met with a very arrogant way of real politics, so to say, because of course the French government, given their electoral system and the way how French society and the French political system works, it would be shooting in their own foot. So they're not doing this. So there's a structural issue that we're seeing here.
Ob sprejetju zakona se postavlja vprašanje, ali bo imela kriminalizacija francoskega kolonializma dejanske praktične posledice, ali bo ostala na simbolni ravni.
It's absolutely clear that there will not be any payment reparations being paid by France to Algeria, or even an apology. Even this is like very unlikely to happen. But this is also something that is linked to the nature of the Algerian regime, because the Algerian regime, the Algerian government, and Imperial France are until today very closely linked to each other. They're cooperating on many, many levels. So of course this is mainly a symbolic action that can, of course, in the future trigger certain developments and have repercussions across the African continent and beyond. But when it comes to the actual thing, we have to really keep in mind that the Algerian government and the French administration are cooperating closely together. Algeria's independence was not a radical rupture with the past, but it was a transformation of the French colonial past in Algeria to a situation where France withdrew from Algeria, its troops, its administration, all of this, all the settlers left the country, but Algeria maintained a very strong economic and political footprint in Algeria, and It took years for the Algerian elites in the 60s to gain full independence of their foreign policy, for example. So, but this is still something that lingers on until today. So we're still dealing with more of a neo-colonial situation than a really post-colonial rupture with France's colonial past in Algeria.
Čeprav sogovorec sklepa, da bo zakon ostal na retorični ravni, ga opredeljuje za pomembnega. Malce drugačno mnenje ima alžirski novinar Amor Shabi, ki meni, da je zakon več kot le simbolna gesta.
This legislation criminalizing the French colonial in Algeria is a first in the history of the for people and of all African people who have fought for their freedom from the various colonial powers. It's a long time ago, about more than 15 years, that Algerian, some political activists in Algeria, including former MPs, are asking for this law to be passed, I think from 2013, and they didn't succeed. Now they have succeeded, and it's a major breakthrough in this process. We think that this moment has come to make people look better to the past, to the dramatic and the tragic past. Some Algerians have decided to put their vision of point of view in front of the world and try to say no. Colonialism was not benefits of the benefits of the people, colonized people. Colonialism is a crime, and that's why things came after political leaders on both countries try to give another lecture for this reality. On the real is this was colonialism, a brutal conquest of Algeria, colonialism. Colonized over from 1813 to 1962, and over 132 years of French colonialism in Algeria, numerous atrocities commits to against the people of Algeria from the beginning to the end.
Čeprav sogovorec trdi, da bi zakon lahko imel pravne posledice, veliko pomembnost pripisuje tudi prej omenjenemu simbolnemu aspektu zakona.
This law is at first to put the colonialist power in front of their responsibilities, legal responsibilities also. It opened the doors to seek compensations, because when people colonize peoples across Africa and Asia, and it's not yet clear how methodically such move can be put in practice, but the legal now, the most important thing is that there is a legal basis which can be built on to give compensation to the people.
V zadnjem letu in pol so sicer odnosi med Francijo in Alžirijo napeti. Lanskega julija je francoski predsednik Emmanuel Macron v pismu maroškemu kralju Mohamedu Alaviju izrazil podporo načrtu za avtonomijo Maroka v Zahodni Sahari, s čimer je Francija de facto priznala Zahodno Saharo za maroško ozemlje. Alžirske oblasti podpirajo Zahodno-Saharsko odporniško polisarijsko fronto, ki nadzira vzhodni del ozemlja in zahteva polno neodvisnost. Letos aprila je v Parizu zaradi trenj glede Zahodne Sahare policija aretirala alžirskega diplomata in dva alžirska državljana. Načer pojasni, kakšno vlogo v odnosu med Francijo in Alžirijo igra Zahodna Sahara.
When it comes to Western Sahara, we are a bit in a situation that is evolving rapidly and changing since a few years. Algeria has been, since its independence, very much supportive of any national liberation movement. The capital Algiers has been framed in the 60s and 70s as the Mecca of revolutionaries, capital that allows national liberation movements from across the world, not only from the African continent, but also from Brazil, but also the Black Panther from the US opened offices in Algiers. So, for Algeria's revolutionary history, for the revolutionary history of this regime, supporting the Sahrawi independence struggle after Spain withdrew in the 70s and Morocco then occupied the territory. That was the natural kind of evolvement of events that made absolutely sense. However, over the decade, also Algeria's support for the Polisario Front and Sahrawi independence was, let's say, undermined by real politics, because for Algeria, supporting independence struggles was not a priority anymore. But what has turned into a major priority was to stay in power and to expand access to economic rents. So, and for Algeria, today, the support of the Polisario and Western Saharan independence, more shaped by its rivalry with Morocco, and also the idea that access, getting access to the Atlantic would be like a geopolitical advantage. However, since Morocco had quite successfully managed to get Western powers into signing off the Moroccan idea of autonomy for Western Sahara, the Algerian authorities have been come under massive pressure, and they have effectively watered down their support for the Polisario. So until today, the official stance of the Algiers government is still that they're rejecting Morocco's approach to this, and that they're still supporting Western Saharan independence, but effectively on the ground, there's no significant support for Western Sahara anymore, for the Polisario Front that is based in the refugee camps in Tindouf in southwestern Algeria. So also on the Algerian side now, it seems that real politics are becoming much more an issue, and that the Algerian support for Western Saharan independence is more of a lip service.
Čeprav je torej alžirska podpora za saharske podpornike šibkejša, kot je bila v preteklosti, je napetost med državama zaradi podpore revolucionarnosti še vedno prisotna. To predstavlja potencialni odgovor na vprašanje, zakaj je Alžirija zakon za kriminalizacijo kolonializma, ki je bil sestavljen že leta nazaj, sprejela prav sedaj. Ko smo že pri tako imenovani diplomaciji, sprehodimo se čez francosko retoriko glede vojnih zločinov, ki so jih zagrešili med Alžirsko vojno za neodvisnost in splošno pozicijo do Alžirije v tako imenovanem postkolonialnem obdobju.
The French government, the French parliament, or basically all political currents in France, almost no one had ever really recognized what actually happened in Algeria between the 130 years of colonial French rule in the country. So we've seen lip services for let's close the book of the past, let's look forward, let's work on the future together, blah, 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 blah. But officially, France has always, or has for decades, referred to the independence war, so the war that was fought between 1954 and 1962 and ended with Algerian independence. The official French rhetoric is always talking about the events or the operations to maintain order, stuff like this. But they were never talking about a war. This only changed, I think, in the 2000s when the term war popped up in French rhetoric. But nevertheless, this rhetoric is still far, far, far away from any admittal of wrongdoing, any admittal of the systematic subjugation of Algeria and Algerians. And this is like this is a colonial continuity that we see until today. So even today, if we would see slight changes of rhetoric, the way how French politics and also French society are looking at Algeria has not changed much.
French law passed by the Assembly, the Parliament of France in 2012, and they consider that colonialism has benefits for the people of their point of view to tell such things in the 20th century. Humanity has lost its face when someone considered that colonialism is benefit for colonized people. It's absurd. It's not true. It's not real. It's out of thinking.
Kot pove sogovorec, Francija nasilno okupacijo Alžirije še vedno opisuje kot nekaj, kar je afriški državi v resnici razvojno pomagalo. Francija se še naprej izogiba dejstvu, da je v Alžiriji v 132 letih okupacije izvajala sistematično mučenje, posilstva, usmrtitve brez sodnega procesa, uničevanje 8000 vasi in prisilno razseljevanje približno 2 milijonov Alžircev, ki jih je francoska vojska zaprla v koncentracijska taborišča. Splošen odnos Francozov do Alžircev dobro ilustrira dejstvo, da v alžirski vojni za neodvisnost Francija konflikta ni imela za vojno, temveč za vzdrževanje reda. S tem se je Francija lahko izognila tretjemu členu Ženevske konvencije iz leta 1949, ki nalaga humano ravnanje z osebami v notranjedržavnem konfliktu. Več o francoskih zločinih na alžirskih tleh pove Načer.
Algeria was subjugated in several stages, starting from 1830. But effectively, what France has done in Algeria stretches from economic exploitation, mass killings, systematic torture, and the systematic looting of a vast territory of land. Many former officials who have served in Algeria have, for example, openly said in public since the 60s that they proudly tortured Algerians in that in that time. The level of violence that we've seen from the French side in Algeria also is linked to the fact that Algeria was not considered a colony or a protectorate like Tunisia or Morocco, for example, but an elementary part of mainland France. So Algeria was a settler colony where at the end of the colonial period, we were roughly talking about 9 million Algerians living in the country and 1 million settlers. So for Algeria and for France and for French society, Algeria was not simply like a colonial subject. It was part of France, which was the main reason also for the level of violence that we've seen there over the past two centuries.
Šabi natančneje predstavi sistematično iztrebljanje Alžircev na začetku kolonialnega obdobja in predstavi, kako je na alžirskih tleh Francija izvajala jedrske poskuse, katerih posledice prebivalci čutijo še danes.
They put people in caves and set fires at the entrance of these caves and many people, hundreds and thousands of people have died inside these caves. They seek to exterminate the people of Algeria from the beginning. Later in the glorious revolution to liberate the country, they also, in between 1954 to 1962, they used napalm, which is forbidden by the international community. They used weapons of mass destruction, as we can call it now. And they use napalm against civilians, the Algerian people of Algeria who seek their freedom. There is nuclear experiments carried by French colonial power in Algeria against civilians also. They made their experiment, their nuclear experiences in Regan, in various area of seas, last two years of their presence in Algeria, and they made the nuclear tests approximate to civilians, and many civilians were killed, and now many civilians have the sequels of these nuclear tests. And France, till now, refused to give Algeria maps and evidence and anything related to these nuclear tests. And they refused to take responsibilities over people who have suffered till now. There is still nuclear radiation on some sites, and they refuse to give maps and coordinates for these sites decontaminated. And it's now that's a crime against humanity. Still now, it's real. It's happening. It's happening now. And this should say, no, it's not important. We have done a good thing to Algeria. That's absurd. The colonialism is a crime against humanity.
Čeprav je od zmage alžirske vojske nad francoskim okupatorjem minilo že 63 let, kot povedano, posledica več stoletnega zatiranja ostajajo. Zaključimo z mislijo sogovorca Šabija.
It's not a question of material gains or money or compensation. Nothing can compensate 132 years of brutal colonialism and of crimes against humanity, of killings and of oppression and the extermination of the people. When someone who was exterminated, how can you compensate an exterminated one, exterminated person?
Offside je pripravila Neva.
Offside.